Blog Talk Radio.
By God, 1 Corinthians 1:30.
as Jesus Christ is God's comforting pronouncement of the forgiveness of all our sins, so, with equal seriousness, he is also God's vigorous announcement of his coming upon our whole life. Through him, there comes to us joyful liberation from the godless ties of this world for free, grateful service to his creatures. We reject the false doctrine that there could be areas of our life in which we would not belong to Jesus Christ, but to other lords, areas in which we would not need justification and sanctification through him. 3, let us, however, speak the truth in love and in every respect grow into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body is joined together, Ephesians 4:15-16. The Christian church is the community of brethren in which, in word and sacrament, through the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ acts in the present as Lord, with both its faith and its obedience, with both its message and its order. It has to testify in the midst of the sinful world, as a church of pardoned sinners, that it belongs to him alone and lives and may live by his comfort and under his direction alone, in expectation of his appearing. We reject the false doctrine that the church could have permission to hand over the form of its message and of its order to whatever it itself might wish, or to the vicissitudes of the prevailing ideological and political convictions of the day. 4. You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you, but whoever wishes to have authority over you must be your servant. Matthew 20:25-26. The various offices in the church do not provide a basis for some to exercise authority over others, but for the ministry, service within which the whole community has been entrusted and charged to be carried out. We reject the false doctrine that apart from this ministry, the church could and could have permission to give itself or allow itself to be given special leaders, purer, vested with ruling authority. 5, fear God, honor the emperor. 1 Peter 2:17. Scripture tells us that by divine appointment the state in this still unredeemed world in which also the church is situated has the task of maintaining justice and peace so far as human discernment and human ability makes possible by means of the threat and use of force. The church acknowledges with gratitude and reverence toward God the benefit of this, his appointment. It draws attention to God's dominion, right, God's commandments and justice, and with these, the responsibility of those who rule and those who are ruled. It trusts and obeys the power of the word by which God upholds all things. We reject the false doctrine that beyond a special commission, they should and could become the sole and total ruler of human life, and so fulfill the vocation of the church as well. 6. I am with you always to the end of the age. Matthew 28:20. God's word is not fettered, but 2 Timothy 2:9. The church's commission, which is the foundation of its freedom, consists in this, in Christ's stead, and so in the service of his own word and work, to deliver all people through preaching and sacrament the message of the free grace of God. We reject the false doctrine that with human vainglory the church would place the word and work of the Lord in the service of self-chosen desires, purposes, and plans. The confessing synod of the German Evangelical Church declares that it sees in the acknowledgement of these truths and in the rejection of these errors the indispensable theological basis of the German Evangelical Church as a confederation of confessing churches. It calls upon all who can stand in solidarity with its declaration to be mindful of these theological findings in all their decisions concerning church appeals to all concerned to return to unity in faith, hope, and love. The word of God will last forever. I wanted to share the timely message of the Barman Declaration, because contained within its affirmations are beliefs that we must grasp today, that we must hold on to today. The Barman Declaration message, as well as timely. It is timely for the reasons I have elucidated. It's timeless because it is the word of God. It is an affirmation of the eternal truth of God and of God's pivotal revelation in of himself, in through the person and finished work of Jesus Christ. We live in a day that is in a postmodern world that is governed by a manipulative politics. Finally, we, as those who profess to know, all to be both salt, that is, a preservative, that preserves not a semblance of a message, but fairly preserves the message of the cross and not seek to discount that message, not seek to politicize that message, and not seek to somehow conform the message of the cross to our times. We're not to pretend that the cross has lost its relevance and its power. Paul, or literally, it is moronic for those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is God's power. John writes in 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try or test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out," and the verb gone out is given in the book. It is a perfect indicative, and it literally means escaped out into the cosmos. Verse 2, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ comes in the flesh of God. And every spirit that confesses or confesses not that Jesus Christ, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the cosmos. Or in verse 5, Atoi, they are out from the cosmos as a source. Therefore seek they out from the world. Preposition of in Greek is the preposition ek, out from. Therefore, they speak out from the cosmos or the world. And the world, contrary to persist, or in contradistinction, we are of God. Or we are out from God as the source, or out from God as the source we are. He that knoweth God heareth God. Now, the word for, in the Greek it reads, the one knowing the God heareth us. And so the Greek word for knowing here, or knoweth God heareth us, is not void of, which means an absolute knowledge. It is gnosko. It is an experiential word for a knowledge of God came through experience or through having an organic relationship. It is a growing knowledge of who God is. The one knowing the Theon, hears us, or constantly hears us. He that is not of God. Again, the preposition here is ek, which means out of. He that is not out of God as a source, heareth us not. Hereby we know the spirit and the spirit of error. The word error here is the word, when you get our word, planet, means to want, which is very in itself, which is for us. Another day. So, Paul writes also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul writes in verse 21, 1 Thessalonians 5, 21, prove all things, hold fast, that which is good. In the Greek, or another translation reads, test all things. Test all things. Test all doctrines. Test all doctrines. Hold fast to that which is good. So, believing ones are enjoined to use their mind. Believing ones are enjoined by God to use, to employ abstract, discursive reason. We're enjoined by God to consider deeply the riches of divine grace as revealed through Jesus Christ. Jesus himself says, Son, set you free. You are free indeed. Throughout the centuries, in Western church history, God has been doing a marvelous work. God has been setting individuals free through the power of the Spirit, through the power of the Evangelium, through the power of the gospel. Yes, there is a history of the Crusades. You can read the history about, read about the Crusades in the Story of Civilization by Will and R.L. Durant. Read stories about the Crusades, what was behind the Crusade, and the outcome. There is that aspect of church history. In Western church history in 1000 AD, believing ones stopped work, and they believed that Jesus was coming for them, and many heard their testimonies in ways that I will not repeat on this morning's show. There is that part of churches in which you see the flesh at work, in which you see the power of the flesh. But that does not display or in any way taint the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. People do things in the name of Jesus that have nothing, person and message of Jesus. And so that distinction must be made. That distinction must be understood. And so the Barman Declaration provides for us a template, as it were, so that we might understand that though we live in this world, Jesus said, be in the world, but not out of the world at the source. We are here as light, we are here as salt, we are here as that city set upon the hill. And please understand that Adolf Hitler came to power right after the 19th century, and all of the scholarship that the liberal scholarship that attempted to tear apart the Word of God. There was the attempt to destroy the first five books of the Bible, and to say that much of the material from different sources, source criticism, say that much of the material was redacted, and there's evidence of several authors with regard to on and on and on. And it was a discovery, marvelous discovery of the Dead Sea Scroll that put away much, that had a great spiritual war. But understand that 19th century liberal scholarship did much to empty church in Europe. And that power vacuum and the invention of radio and a very persuasive and compelling personality, the Deutschmark had been destroyed. In steps this individual with his compelling message of national socialism, which attempted to absorb and control the church. Jesus himself said that the gates of hell would not prevail against his church. Now, understand his language. Understand why Jesus said certain things, certain truths. Understand why churches, churches of Asia Minor. He talks to these churches in such a way, he says, I know thy works, oida. Excuse me, it's a Greek term, oida, for absolute awareness of what was going on. John wrote that he had eyes as a flame of fire, and that he knew what his church was experiencing. John describes the person of Jesus in Revelation 1. In Revelation 1, verse 13, John says, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girt about the paps or the breasts with a gold ring. His head and his hair were white like wool, indicating eternity was simple, as white as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire, indicating truth, omniscience. And his feet like unto fine brass, as it burned in a furnace. His legs of staff, brass, symbolic of judgment. He is the one, solely, who judges the church. He is the one in charge of the church. He is the one with whom God created the church. He is the instrument. The church has its life. Paul wrote, our life shall be. We should also have. Church is not to be wedded to the world. The church is to maintain its distinctive presence. Message. The church is to be holy. The church is to be loyal as unto the Lord. No more frivolity. No more plain church. No more the pretense. No more of the hypocrisy with regard to who we are and whose we are. There is the living reality of the living Christ, who is the Savior of the body. We will appear before Him one day. We are His, and He is ours. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Create your own Amen Declaration today. God bless you.